Track 9. Unit 7, with time on your hands.
This is a book named Caroline, and it's going to be read for you by me and by some of my friends. And I'm Neil Gaiman. And I wrote it. And it begins like this. Fairy tales are more than true, not because they tell us that dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten. G.K. Chesterton. Chapter 1. Caroline discovered the door a little while after they moved into the house. It was a very old house. It had an attic under the roof, and a cellar under the ground, and an overgrown garden with huge old trees in it. Caroline's family didn't own all of the house. It was too big for that. Instead, they owned part of it. There were other people who lived in the old house. The day after they moved in, Caroline went exploring. She explored the garden. It was a big garden. At the very back was an old tennis court, but no one in the house played tennis, and the fence around the court had holes in it, and the net had mostly rotted away. There was an old rose garden filled with stunted, fly-blown rose bushes. There was a rockery that was all rocks. There was a fairy ring made of squidgy brown toadstools which smelled dreadful if you accidentally trod on them. There was also a well. On the first day Caroline's family moved in, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible made a point of telling Caroline how dangerous the well was, and they warned her to be sure she kept away from it. So Caroline set off to explore for it, so that she knew where it was, to keep away from it properly. She found it on the third day, in an overgrown meadow beside the tennis court, behind a clump of trees, a low brick circle almost hidden in the high grass. The well had been covered up by wooden boards to stop anyone falling in. There was a small knot hole in one of the boards, and Caroline spent an afternoon dropping pebbles and acorns through the hole and waiting and counting until she heard the plop as they hit the water far below. "What should I do?" asked Caroline. "Read a book," said her mother. "Watch a video. Play with your toys. Go and pester Miss Spink or Miss Forcible or the crazy old man upstairs." "No," said Caroline. "I don't want to do those things. I want to explore." "I don't really mind what you do," said Caroline's mother, "as long as you don't make a mess." Caroline went over to the window and watched the rain come down. It wasn't the kind of rain you could go out in. It was the other kind, the kind that threw itself down from the sky and splashed where it landed. It was rain that meant business, and currently its business was turning the garden into a wet, muddy soup. Caroline had watched all the videos. She was bored with her toys, and she'd read all her books.